Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, our producer, Scott Eckersley, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We begin hour three, August 21st. Can you believe it, Tom? Almost through August. And there was a point in May where you were saying, you know, we just got to get through these next couple of months. See, that's a good part about football starting in August.
Yeah, but you know what? I've actually enjoyed the summer. It's been a good summer. We're going to the lake and, you know, being out in T-shirts and shorts. And it sure beats the heck out of last summer when it was windy and cold.
Let's bring in our next guest. That is Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John.
Hello there, guys. A great lineup today, I might add. Really would love to hear from the Big Ten. Love to hear Mick from Detroit about, you know, college football. And basically, Fred always has some interesting little tidbits and gossip.
He does have some opinions, doesn't he?
You were in Ann Arbor yesterday, right?
Yeah, we were. We went in the afternoon. You know, Jack, it's funny. I'm a Michigan State guy, but, when you know, I love Main Street. I love Liberty. I love State. Love to go to that law quad, just sit inside there. It's got a great old-world feeling to it. You know, it reminds you, as a Michigan State football, basketball fan, it's different, but Ann Arbor is a great city, and I still think Loomis and people in East Lansing ought to really take a look at the changes they could make downtown, because I think if they could set up four or five blocks and set it up like they do in Ann Arbor, it would be wonderful. The Chop House, you know, all these things there that I think the closest we have is Eastwood. This is separate from what we talk about, but I'd like to have more of that here in Greater Lansing.
Hey, John, when you go into the law quad, did you go in the library?
I did.
Yeah, okay, there's something majestic when you walk in there.
Well, it's like a cathedral. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
It's got stained glass. Yeah, it's a beautiful setting. It was actually set up to be, you know, based on the old English or British tradition. And it is beautiful. It is a wonderful place. There was a wedding going on. The sun was out. It's a really good setting. In fact, you know, I really kind of wish it could become an MSU campus. I mean, I do love
that.
Well,
you got to be the first one, you know, loving on the Michigan campus, because all Sparties do typically is hate on the Michigan campus. And they accuse it, oh, you got to cut through pennies to get the class. You always hear that joke.
I think it's different if you're visiting there. We go to Polly's, love there. You know, they've got a vegetarian lasagna there. Grazie. I mean, there's such a wonderful array of things. At Borders Bookstore, the first one is pretty magnificent.
Our guest is John Braccio, the mayor of Ann Arbor.
Chamber of Commerce president.
Yeah, exactly.
No, listen, I'm a Lansing guy, and I love it. I mean, I love it here. You know, like going over to Royal Oak. I like, you know, like downtown Detroit.
Okay,
I like
now
Erie
we're going
Street.
Now he's going pure Michigan on us right now.
I love Canada. I like
where's Waldo?
Section.
Where are you today? Are you in Grand Haven?
No, we're going to go there later. No, we're still Nancy.
Okay,
My daughter has another shower for her upcoming child, so, with the Sterick family. So it'll be her, you know, her husband's family. So it'll be fun for her today, too.
All right. The psychology of football season starting. And people act different, they smile more. It's just like there's an extra surge of energy for a lot of people. Tom Crawford's been smiling more in the last couple of weeks. Of course, Michigan hasn't lost a game yet.
That's right. It could change on September 4th.
That's right. What is it about this time of year, and especially like Football Friday or the first Football Saturday?
Well, I think it's the changing of the guard. Of course, summer's ending, fall is beginning, and I really think high school, college, and even pro, but in our area more high school and college, it is just, it's wonderful, and it's a wonderful feeling. It's when friends get together. It's the community involvement. It's like, really, Mick was mentioning, he was mentioning in Grand Rapids,
right,
where these huge crowds show up. I know John went to Ovid Elsie yesterday, where Catholic Central, his old team, was scrimmaging, and he said there was a huge crowd of people there for four teams scrimmaging. So I think people are really ready. When people are going to scrimmages and getting ready for the beginning of the year, you can see people are ready for high school football, and then college football starts. So it's just a time of the year. It's a tradition. It's we'll call it the American way, apple pie. How does that sound?
You know, some people are really into numbers. Some people don't deal with numbers at all. Tom remembers events by football scores.
Usually bad events. Usually Michigan losses are things that I can't get out of my mind.
I have another number that I want you to remember, okay? This is your homework assignment for the week. 24,523. Do you know what that is?
You talking to me?
Yes.
No.
24,523. That's the number of hours, not days, the number of hours since Michigan beat Michigan State at anything relevant to you. I just thought you'd want to know that.
Well, that's going to change on October 9th.
And if it doesn't?
We've got a new football coach, and things get better as well. So
and you have a new client,
baby.
Because Dr. John Braccio's couch is going to be occupied on that Monday morning, or maybe Sunday. You know, John knows you well now. He'll come in and exchange for a ticket to Crawford Indoor Stadium.
Well, if that happens, he may even let me in. His wife may call me and say, you can come in and work on the maize and blue coach. So I'll come with my exorcism outfit. I like what Tom just said, though. If there's a loss, then there'll be a change and things will get better. Now, you're sounding like a Michigan State fan now from the past, where you're going to be optimistic, and whatever happens, there's still going to be some blue sky out there.
And I'm not alone. I have some Texas friends of mine. When Freddie Akers was coaching down there and Dave McWilliams, I said they would cheer against Texas for the betterment of the program because you got to get rid of that coach. I mean, that's just the kind of the way it is. I'm not saying, I'm giving, you know, as a fan, I'm giving Rich Rod one more year here, and we better see some significant progression, and that NC2A thing better clear up without any further wrongdoing.
But you heard Fred Heumann say, even with 9 wins, Tom.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some people that I know inside that think that he could go 11 wins and still lose his job. There's a lot of disgruntlement down there. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And I think that David Brandon, when you get caught up in he's being so supportive of Rich Rodriguez, what else is he going to do? He's playing his job perfectly. This is the way you do it. And then when things unravel, or they at least we find out what's going to go on with this season, then he makes a decision what's best for the program.
But I've heard that David Brandon really wants to keep Rich Rodriguez. He wants us to work.
It's easier to do that.
And if they win 7 or 8 games, they'll keep him. If he wins 8, they'll keep him.
Absolutely. Transitions are difficult, and it's not going to be, you know, to go get Jim Harbaugh, Les Miles, whoever you're going to go get. That's easier said than done.
Well, I think Nebraska did a pretty quick, you know, from, I believe it was Callahan to, Bellini. That certainly worked pretty well.
Yeah, that was a good get as it stands right now. But, you know, you hire coaches and they're going to get fired. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's what you produce on an annual basis.
I think we're going to have Bo Pelini on this show in the next couple of weeks, actually.
A little mozzarella.
He said he doesn't have a lot to talk about. He's always getting ready for the next football game. Sounds like Nick Saban.
Well, do you think it's possible to have too many football games? Tom was talking about this earlier, that if your team plays 8, or as Notre Dame does, 9 home football games this year, that's too many.
Home games.
Personally, I don't. I'd like a 6-month season, then spring season, like they have spring football.
No.
I cannot. This is true. Football is something I really don't get tired of. In fact, the whole year I watch on Tebow. You know, I love that 1990 game in Ann Arbor against Michigan. I like the 2001
game. You won't let that one go, will you?
No.
And they just ran the 1998 Ohio State game, if you remember, the Michigan State one when they were number one in the country.
Yeah.
Which was just yesterday.
And then the next week they lost to Purdue.
So year round, well, a couple of the Purdue losses. I mean, there are some nightmare, like you, Tom. Right. I do remember nightmare
losses. We remember.
Losses.
Why is that, John? Why do we remember the losses?
Well, we do because they're horrible. My advice to people, though, is it's like you have a big library of books, and you don't want to pick up My Great Defeats and Worst Feelings book. You want to pick up the book My One Hit in My Baseball Career, okay, and focus on how good you felt. Life is, you get to choose what you think about. That determines how happy you're going to be. And if you choose to think of negative things, you're going to be negative. If you choose to think of positive things, things are good. Now, Tom, I'm going to give Tom credit today. He's definitely looking ahead that regardless of what happens this year, things will get better. I like that. And that is what Michigan State fans have learned over the years, in football, and hopefully it's a lesson that even our grandchildren won't have to learn again.
Well, this is a big year because you have so many payback opportunities, Tom.
Oh, my God, you can't keep up with the paybacks. You should be one or two at the most. But you know what, John, and before we let you go, I mean, when we talked about these home games, I'm just saying that I enjoy college football. I don't have to go down. I don't have to have eight home games. I mean, seven works out good. It's a commitment for me to go down. And I think, you know, watching them on TV is just as much fun. So that's where Jack's point came from.
And that's exactly what we're going to do this year in Crawford Indoor Stadium.
I really want in. I think there's so many of us that are just – we may just have a little uprising.
I'm going to have to clean that place up.
Yeah, you're going to have to clean it for the 25 people coming over for the fundraiser.
I got to clean up. I don't want to do that.
See, all this time you were trying to raise money for the artificial turf field, and you missed your biggest opportunity.
Fundraiser
with Crawford Indoor by bringing Michigan State fans over.
I love it.
All right, John, enjoy yourself today in Grand Haven, and we will talk with you Tuesday.
You guys are champions. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, John.
We're going to talk with Michael Rosenberg of the Detroit Free Press a little later, and we're going to spend some time on this divisional alignment because I think it might come down this week, Tom.
Right. I think it's going to move fast. And upcoming next on Jack and Tom, we got open lines. So 393-3700 is a number to call.
And you can listen. We do have our live streaming fixed. It went out for a couple of minutes. But 1320WILS.com, you can listen live anywhere in the world, and you can catch podcast segments. If you happen to miss something, if you missed Fred Heumann or Mick McCabe or Dave Revson, and you'd like to come back and listen to those segments or some of the banner or any of our past guests, you can get that at 1320WILS.com. We'll be right back with more The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.